Hey guys, welcome to The Pursuit of Wellness. My name is Kabir Uppal, and each week I talk to wellness experts and enthusiasts to extract key information that we can use to get holistically healthy. My guest on this show is Shubhajit Bhattacharjee, who's a fitness enthusiast and is now embarking on a journey to become a personal trainer. On this episode, we're chatting with him about what it takes to become a personal trainer and pursue fitness as a proper career option. By the way, if you're new to the show, make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube or any podcast app that you use. It would really go a long way in helping the show grow. The Pursuit of Wellness is a Mancha Media production. You can find out more on www.manchamedia.com. You can also follow us on @ManchaPodcast on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, or follow me on @KabirUppal on all social media. Before we jump in, I want to mention our sponsor for this episode. Tego is premium activewear for the modern everyday athlete. They create products that are engineered to help you win your sweatiest battles. And I have to say, guys, Tego really knows what they're doing. Right now, I'm wearing their vaporized t-shirt. It's made from performance cotton that dries twice as fast as regular cotton, and it really works. So whether it's a grueling workout or a long-ass flight, check out Tego. You can find out more on tego.fit@tpow. That's tego.fit/tpow. Thanks for listening or watching. Let's jump right in. Hey, Shubho. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you, Kabir. Thank you for having me at the show.
I'm so glad you could make it here. And yes. it's great to be on the mic with you finally after years and years of discussing so many things about fitness and nutrition with you. And I'm glad you could take out time to be here just after you finished your exams and on your way to getting your certification, which is what we're here to talk about. So I've already given the audience a little bit of an introduction about you, but why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself in your own words?
So I'm Shubhajit Bhattacharjee. I'm working for Lazy Aid as an operation manager. And I've started working out and I've given this exam of fitness and slowly I'm trying to build my career around it.
Nice. Yeah. So, you know, we're here to talk about your process of getting into becoming a fitness professional in terms of getting a certification. But why don't we hear a little bit about, you know, when did it all begin for you? When did you get into fitness? When's the first time that you were in a gym and started picking up that loha?
It all began when I joined my first cricket academy at school. And slowly from there, you know, I mean, like the daily routine of the cricket academy got me into fitness. And then the basic structure of fitness around the academy was simple. It was like normal fitness as in running and then a little bit of stretching. Nothing fancy, nothing hardcore as in what we see in the gym right now these days. So my journey started being into the cricket academy, knowing what has to be done regarding the cricket field, as in practice day in, day out, and then slowly getting, before getting into the nets, you have to, warm up, so jog a little bit, and, you know, I mean, like, to stretch a little bit, and to take care of your body and the diet. When you are young, you're supposed to eat a lot, but you slowly it was like you cannot eat much, you cannot eat outside food to keep a healthy living. So my fitness journey started from there, as in when I was 12, and then slowly being into cricket, playing a lot of, you know, divisional cricket and state cricket, slowly my interest towards fitness started when I joined the cricket academy.
Awesome. And when was the first time you started getting into actual lifting or, you know, actually being in the gym and working on a plan yourself and working on your body? Because I know from our early conversations that you were very into it back when you were in Calcutta as well, right?
The gym thing, it started for me when I joined college.
Okay.
So when I joined college, I found out that there is a gym and it's for free. You don't have to pay an extra membership for that. And then slowly after our classes got over, me and a couple of my friends, we used to go and see what's really, you know, being a part of this fitness thing and how it feels to be at the gym.
Yeah.
So slowly during my first year and after my first sem and all those things, I started going in the gym and I saw dumbbells and barbells and, you know, weighing machine weights and all these things. So it got me intrigued. So I was like, let's try this. So slowly every day. Initially it was like twice a week. It was not regular.
Yeah.
So initially it was once a week, twice a week, depend on the studies and all these things. So slowly I started getting into the gym, and there I found out that, you know, the knowledge was very scarce. I didn't have the proper knowledge of how to do workouts and all those things. There was a guy who was supposed to be a trainer, but he was there actually to make sure that people don't steal the dumbbells and take it away. So he was
a common problem.
So he was there to just see that. So no help from anyone.
Okay.
So I started first year, and then after the end of 3 years, after my college, there were only, I mean, like, it was only me. So me and my friends, we started, and there were three of us. And then at the end of the course and end of 3 years, it was only me all alone by myself and learning a little bit of what to do, what not to do. And I could see visible changes in me.
So that probably was a big motivator for you to continue doing it, right?
Yes. Yes,
awesome.
It was.
So getting into, you know, your journey of being an enthusiast, and it's been many years since you've been into it. You've practiced it on yourself. And now, you know, you're in the process of being certified very soon. So tell me a little bit about that moment where you said, Shubho, this is it. Let's go out there, educate yourself, get a certification so that I can look at this as a possible career.
So the decision of becoming a personal trainer started when I, you know, first college, first step into the gym. Then slowly, after my college got over, I joined a local gym. So there I saw that personal trainer lacked knowledge. They lack the basic knowledge of anything. I mean, like basic knowledge of how to run on a treadmill, basic knowledge of how to behave in a gym. So that knowledge lacked. And when I was working out at that gym, so I used to ask the trainer, I mean, like how to perform certain exercises, how to perform certain movements. So they were like, "Acha, theek hai. What you do is you just lift the barbell. For example, barbell curls. You just lift it, you just curl, you go back down, again do 15 reps, and that's it, you are done. Do continue for 3 sets, rest between sets will be 1 minute, that's it." So back of the mind, I kept on thinking that, okay, fine, I'm doing, say, a normal barbell curl, I'm doing a normal bicep curl. I can feel something is happening inside, but I didn't have that knowledge to understand what is happening inside. Outside, I can see, okay, I can see my biceps growing and all these things, but I didn't have the proper knowledge that what is happening inside. Why the trainer is like, "Achha, you do 15 reps, you do 10 reps, you do 8 reps. I didn't know. I didn't know the terms. I didn't know the basic knowledge of what is happening around me. So slowly, I saw the trainers used to behave the same way with other clients, other members of the gym. They used to be like, "Acha, theek hai, you have to do squats. Okay, go to the squat rack, slap on some weights, and then go down and come back up." The proper movement was missing. The proper position was missing. The proper posture was missing. Everything was missing. So then what I thought was, let's do some research on this. So the best way of doing research in our age is internet.
Yeah.
So I just went on Google and I just typed how to do squats. And the moment I did that, there were 100 to 200 of pages that said all different things of when you do a squat, you have to go all the way down. The other one says when you do a squat, you have to go halfway down. So again, the confusion, even it was more. The confusion was, I mean, like it was more than before. So then I was like, okay, then let's watch some videos. Again, the same thing about YouTube videos.
Yeah.
I mean, like, no, everybody had their different opinion on a simple thing, which is called doing a proper squat.
Proper squat, yeah.
Everybody had a different opinion. So then slowly, again, with the limited access to internet that I had and the limited knowledge that I could gather from everything around me, especially the internet and a little bit of books also. So I was confused.
Yeah.
I was very much confused. So then what happened? It was 2016. I came to Delhi. And Delhi, I joined a gym, which is Fitness First.
Yeah.
At that time, now it's Cult. So I joined the gym and slowly, I got to see trainers, proper trainers,
well-trained trainers
who know what they are doing, trainers who know that, yes, the client, they are giving us money. Now we have to give them what they have. We have to make them understand what the basics are. So then I slowly, you know, got to know a few people, got to know you there. And slowly, I spoke to trainers. I started training with them. And then I came across this thing called there are different courses. You can make a career out of it. You can earn money out of it. And you can make a living out of it. So that got me intrigued more. So then what I did was I spoke to this guy. He's a gold trainer or platinum trainer,
yeah,
at our gym. And he told me that, why don't you look forward to this thing called ACE?
Yeah. So that's where your research process begins,
yes,
for this entire,
yes,
thing. Yeah.
So he gave me a few suggestions. Like there is ACE, there is K11 Fitness, and there is GGFI, which is given by the certifications are given by Gold's Gym. So you can try these different things. So I was like, okay, let's see what happens. And I didn't know. Again, I was like, it was like a blank screen in front of me. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, fine. Again, the best friend was internet. I again went on the net and I Googled. And these courses provided certificates. They started, the basics were a normal personal trainer. And then it goes up till master trainer. Then you have separate specialization on nutrition. You have got specialization in athlete training. These things were completely, I was like, oh, something like this also exists. Yeah. I didn't know.
And there's a huge diversity on the kind of courses and what it applies to.
Yes, yes. Awesome. There are different courses for different fields. I mean, like, I was amazed to see that there is something called barefoot exercise specialist.
Wow.
So I didn't know that. There's something.
I didn't know that either. Yeah.
There's something called TRX specialist. I didn't know what TRX was. So slowly, I started reading articles, going through YouTube videos and seeing. And then what I finally did was the names that he told me, that these are the main institutes right now in the city. So I thought, okay, let's make a list of 3 institutes and let's go there, ask what they do, how they do it, why they do it, and what are the course fees, course structure, and most importantly, the certificates that they give.
When you went to these academies, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, what those academies look like. Does it look like a normal education facility where there are classrooms and stuff like that? You know, what was your first impression when you went to these places that were apparently responsible for giving you a certificate that would launch your career in the fitness space?
I chose 3, which is K11's ACE, the Classic Fitness Academy, and Gold's Gym's GGFI.
Okay.
And that. So my priority was simple. The course fees, obviously, yeah. Money, then comes down to the certificates that they give, because that should be valid to in India as well as outside.
And you should be able to apply
and
place.
Get awesome. Work out of it. And then the final thing was the proximity where all those institutes they are. So the first thing I went was K11, that was very far, so I rejected it immediately. Then I went to Gold's. So when I went there, I didn't feel they were professionals.
Yeah,
they
your first impression.
First impression was right there. So then I went to Classic Fitness Academy. So when I went there, I saw that, they have this office, they have the front desk sort of a thing.
Yeah.
They welcome you. Of course, they ask you a cup of coffee or tea or something like that. And then they had 2 classrooms. And I could see students sitting there. And not only students, there were almost 30, 35 students sitting there.
Yeah.
And they were engaged in one of the classes where they were having, there was some anatomy class. The other one was they were doing some nutrition class. So I was like, okay, fine. So I saw them. And they even offered me a trial class.
Oh, nice. So you could actually sit in and see what potentially it would be like.
So I was like, fine, I'm ready. They were like, which one do you want to go? The anatomy or nutrition? I was like, nutrition. Okay, let's go there. So I sat there for at least an hour and a half. So I could see that not only the students, they were interested in what is happening. Even the faculty who was teaching, she was also very much into what the course says, how to explain. And they even had a projector. And even I could see that they are going from macro to micro, very in-depth analysis of each and everything.
So their courses are granular and actually it's not just top level teaching you basics.
No. They start from the basic and then they move to the top. It's just like a pyramid. The base is strong and then they slowly move.
Specialization.
So then I thought, okay, fine. I felt nice. Then I came back to the front office and I was like, what's the course fees and this and that. It was good. It was within my budget and all those things.
So you felt like it was value for money and time.
Yes. So then I asked, if I finally clear the exams and everything, and when I get the certifications, where are these certifications valid?
Yeah. So very important question. Where could you potentially be placed?
Mm-hmm.
How could you actually use this in the future?
Yeah. So they told me they're valid in all the leading gyms across India. And they offer 2 courses, basic courses, which is the EREVS, which is the European Association of Exercises. And they have got this ACE, which is American Council of Exercises. So the ACE is valid all over the world. EREVS is valid in Europe and India. And if you want to go to Australia and the Middle East, you can also go there. And all the certifications are valid. This I was like, good, fine. And they also said that we offer job placements. We offer that.
So they have a service where they connect you with potential avenues for
avenues and gyms and all those things. So they help you build what you want to do in terms of fitness.
It's actually structured like a proper educational institution, which gives you the understanding of all the tools you need, and then actually prepares you and connects you with potential places where you can work.
Yes.
Awesome. So eventually, which was the academy you ended up going with? Classic?
Yes, I ended up going to Classic Fitness Academy because I saw that they have collaborated with Anytime Fitness. So if you go there, so the academy is on top, it's on the top floor, and right below it, it's Classic Fitness Academy, where they perform their practical exams and they show how to do certain exercise and all those things. So all in all, when I went there and after when I was coming back, I made up my mind that the other institutes that I saw and other institutes that I analyzed, so I thought that this is it. I mean, like, if I go in there, I can get, number one, value of money. Number two, the certifications are legit. And number three, and most important, that I feel that the faculty and the students are in sync.
Yeah.
The faculty wants to teach. The students want to learn.
Very, so, very important.
Very yeah. important yeah. thing. So I thought that, yes, if I get inside this, I think something positive I can fetch out of the whole course and everything. Something positive I can get out of this. That's why I joined Classic Fitness Academy.
Great. So, I mean, it was a clear decision for you. It wasn't key. Thodi bahut confusion in terms of some things that offered here or there, but this was, you were very well convinced that this was the place you needed to go.
Yes.
Great. So I think we have a great, you know, idea of the process you followed, and, you know, thank you for running us through all the things that you kept in mind and all of the research you did. For any of our listeners that are kind of, you know, thinking about taking this on, that was a very important segment for you to know what to do, what to ask, what questions to ask, what to keep in mind while doing, you know, trying to make that decision. So, talking a little bit about how you went from enthusiast to professional now, right? I think I think it's important to get an understanding for our listeners also, and, you know, what part of your own personality you think as an enthusiast, what really prepares you to go and, you know, I think a lot of us are enthusiasts. I'm an enthusiast, but I don't know if I want to be a trainer. There are multiple other people that I know that have asked me, you know, what are some things that, you know, people can do to become trainers. So what kind of characteristics or attitude or mindset do you think it takes for a fitness enthusiast to actually look at this as a lifestyle option or as a career choice?
So according to me, I would say the knowledge.
Yeah.
Number one is the knowledge, and number two, three, four will be they should ask questions of how, why, and what. These are the questions that they need to ask people who are trying to, you know, pursue these things. Because technically, I've been through the 3 months course, and it's not easy. I mean, like, when you go to a gym and when you talk to a trainer and you've talked to the members, the trainers are just like that. But when you go through the whole thing, the whole routine of the books that they give, the system of what happens and how the course is structured, that's very complicated. So I would say that knowledge is number one. How to proceed, how to do it, why to do it, and what to do is the main thing that would, you know, inspire an enthusiast to become a trainer. So again, I mean, like, I would say providing PT is good, but if you get into a career like this, you're not restricted to PT. You're not restricted to personal training.
Yeah.
So during our orientation, one of our faculty was taking the orientation. He said that this is a very big space. I mean, you get in small, but if you know what you're doing, and if you can, you know, I mean, like, continue in this field and gathering all the information and doing different type of courses, you can get out big.
Yeah.
And you should not restrict yourself in doing, say, oh, I joined a gym, I'm getting clients, I'm good. It's not like that. I mean, like, you have to move forward. Slowly, slowly, you have to make, eventually, the whole idea of this is eventually you can open your own gym.
Yeah.
And you can have members, you can have other trainers working for you, and you can elaborate everything, and you can make a living out of this big time.
Excellent. So I think, you know, having the knowledge, having an interest, and having, you know, a drive to understand, as you rightly said, the what, the why, the how, and also not just looking at it as a thappa. Right.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
looking at the certification as something that allows you to walk into a gym and get a job, but look at it as your, you know, the gentleman who did the orientation, and how you're also very rightly putting it, is that this knowledge doesn't restrict you to one particular career choice.
That's it.
Right? Getting this allows you to do a lot, but the mindset has to be that. And I think we had talked about this last week also, you know. Do you think that there is some prerequisite to getting in? Matlab, kuch to basic knowledge for an enthusiast before you go in? Or is it safe, like, if I am somebody who's been working out and I suddenly decide, yaar, meko certification chahiye, meko trainer banna hai. Do you think I should do some research beforehand of what it takes to be a trainer and, you know, what is the education I will get? Or should somebody go ahead and just get the certification and go through that course? Is there something that can prepare them better for the routine that you've been through recently?
I would say if a person wants to become a trainer, if a person wants to make a change, the first thing is he have to make a change in himself. I mean, like, the fitness lifestyle should come in naturally.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I know few people who will say that, yes, we'll go to the gym today, tomorrow, Mondays and all these things.
I think we both know a lot
of
those
people. Yes, so they don't do it. So the need to see change, you have to be the change.
Yeah.
Right. So now what the thing is, when I chose to become a personal trainer, I used to go to the gym, I mean, like, almost 5 to 6 days a week. I knew that, yes, I have to lift weights. I knew I had the idea of the surroundings. I had the idea and little bit of knowledge that, yes, if I do it on myself, I'll be able to do it on others. If I can change myself, I can change others. So that, you know, that confidence and that positivity should be there in order, because studying and getting through exams and getting certificates is not that difficult.
We've done it all our lives. Yeah.
So now the thing is to change it, to make yourself understand and to deliver it to someone else is very difficult. You have to understand that the basics. So now, for example, if I say I've seen people in the gym, I mean, like, who will follow a trainer blindly. I mean, like, if they say ki, this is good, this is good. You don't drink, you don't eat rice, you don't eat the, carbs. They will stop eating it without knowing themselves that, okay, I mean, like, if I don't eat carbs, what will happen? If I don't drink beers, and what will happen? So they don't know. So I would say basic knowledge of what is happening around me or what I'm going to do is necessary. Then getting into an institute, getting the certifications done, it's very easy. I mean, like, yes, the course is a little difficult. People who are not from, you know, I mean, like, people who have never been to the gym, it is going to be difficult.
Yeah.
But people who know that what they are getting into, if they know that, if they are confident enough that, okay, I can make it through, it's very easy for them to do it.
Great. I think that's some great prep for people that are thinking about taking up a course like this. And I loved your point about, you know, being able to actually bring about a change in yourself first. If you're not able to do it with yourself, you're going to have a hard time doing it with other people as well. So getting to, you know, you've interacted with a lot of trainers and you've interacted with a lot of now your peers that are going to become trainers. What are some soft skills that you think are essential for becoming a trainer? You know, I think both in your and my experience, we've talked so much about the kind of trainers we've interacted with. In my time at FitNut also, I'd, you know, interacted with a lot of trainers. And you and I, again, have endlessly spoken about what makes a good trainer and whatnot. Tell us, in your opinion, you know, what are some things that are very, very important?
So the most important thing, there are multiple important things, but I would focus personally, now with that I'm getting my certification, so I would focus personally on my communication skills. Because if I get a new client, or if there is a new member at the gym, and if I'm not being able to speak to him or her, it will be very difficult for the other person to speak to me. I mean, like, it will be like, so that's why we have a subject, we have a whole chapter, this is a rapport building.
Yeah.
You have to build that rapport, you have to be comfortable with the client that you're going to train, you have to be comfortable with the people who are around. So I would say communication skills, and you have to be a good listener also. Because if you can communicate but you don't have time to listen, well, that's not going to work like that. You have to listen to what the other person is saying, the problems, the issues that they have, the lifestyle that they are in, the internal issues, I mean, like, pain and all these things. When you're assessing a client, so all these things are very necessary. You have to be a good speaker, you have to be a good listener, and again, you have to improvise. So improvisation, I would say, is the key skill, because when you go to gym these days, I mean, like, the peak hours, well, the gym is filled and you have to train your client.
Yeah.
And now you see that if the bench press, there's a bench press and there are 100 people standing across the bench press and being like, yeah, can I alternate with you? Can I alternate with you? So you have to improvise in such a way that you make your client do the bench press, but without being there, without being on the bench, by doing some other things which will target the same muscles that you thought that it's in the routine, and then slowly making sure that he or she has, you know, the time is saved, the energy is saved, so that you're not wasting your time standing there, the 15 people are standing and you're like, okay, I'll wait for you. Then obviously 1 hour, a client won't give more than 1 hour. So maximum you have to finish everything. So a trainer should have improvisation skills. And again, the trainer should be, I mean, like, people say that, yes, the trainer should look good. I mean, the trainer should be ripped in order to please clients, okay? Because the client will see, achha, theek hai, he's looking, he's tall, he's broad, he's big, and all the veins are like roadmap out of his arms. I mean, like, he'll be like, he can teach me better.
Yeah.
But it's not necessary.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if the trainer is lean, or if the trainer is a little bulky also, if the trainer is chubby, it's all in the head.
Yeah.
How to imply a certain amount, a certain routine in your lifestyle. That's what's important. So that's why communication skills, listening skills, being a little, you should improvise certain things, and you should have the knowledge of how to proceed, how to do certain things. Because what happens is, if you get a client, and if you're every day the client comes in, you're just asking him or her to lift weight. So the client will get bored.
Yeah.
You have to do certain things to keep the client, and to make the client engage himself or herself into the whole routine. If there is no engagement like that, so then the client will be like, okay, bye-bye. I'm not going to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I think great points there, man. The ability to communicate, the ability to listen. And I really enjoyed the point about improvisation, because, you know, I've seen trainers be like, "Achha, mera client ko pehle karne do, please," and all that, because they don't have the ability to go downstairs. Maybe instead of using the bench press barbell, using another barbell, doing it on, say, a plyo box, or doing it on, say, a makeshift bench on the stepper or something like that, right? People don't
just ask the person to just lie down and lift dumbbells, and that's it. Yeah. We've done a chest.
Exactly.
Ask the person to switch from bench press to just do push-ups.
Yeah.
You're done. You're working the same muscle.
Movement. Yeah.
Movement is the same, but the technique, and then you're not lying down on a bench. You're lying down on a floor. That's it. You have to improvise certain things.
Great points there. So coming to the end of this segment, tell us a little bit about, how has your personal fitness journey in general over the years, starting from when you were 12, you spoke about a little bit of that in the beginning of the episode, but how has this, all culminated to this moment now, where you have now, you're almost going to become a trainer? How has all of that prepared you? Has it, helped you with your communication? Has it helped you with your listening skills, your ability to improvise? Tell our listeners and me a little bit about, where that's brought you.
So honestly, I liked it. I liked to work out. I used to do it in college, as I said, and slowly at the gym, because I like that environment. I like to, better myself every day, and doing a particular routine, having a proper diet, it makes me feel better. Because when I wake up in the morning, I'm not like sleepy, or I'm not like, I have a whole day ahead of me. I'm not like, lethargic, and I'm tired. So that mindset is there. I have that mindset. But again, you have to develop it every day.
You built it up.
Yes. You have to build it. You have to keep on building it. So the basic thing is, when I got to know that certain courses like ACE, certain courses like E-Reps exist, so it got me intrigued.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to know certain things. So from there only, I got from the thing that these courses exist, I wanted to learn. And learn and apply it on myself. So slowly I got to learn this. Slowly I got to apply this. And then now I'm taking it as a career. And taking it as a career, not only to, earn money, so also to spread the knowledge that I have to people who will, obviously, not everybody will go through the course, and not everybody is interested to know that what is bicep brachii, what is bicep, or what are quadriceps and hamstrings. Not everybody would want to know. But I would like to educate them ki, yes, this is what you have to do, instead of standing there and being like a chap, you just slap on few weight and just keep on working. I want them to understand why they are doing it. What's happening inside? Because everything happens inside. Outside, it's just the muscles bulging out. That's it.
Yeah.
What happens inside? So very few people know about this. So that's why I got into this course. That's why I wanted to learn and make people understand the basics of being fit, the basics of being, leading a healthy lifestyle.
Fair enough. So this is not just for you, it's not something that you're doing to be able to make a living or to make money out of. It's a lifestyle that you want to do for selfish reasons and non-selfish reasons as well, right?
Correct. That's right.
Great, man. I think it really gave us an insight and an insider look into, what your journey has been, to go from somebody who's just interested in fitness for, self-improvement, to getting into a phase of your life now where you're going to become a professional and impart this knowledge on other people, and hopefully help hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people become fit in the future, man. plan. So moving into our last segment, you know, I'd love to hear from you. You know, you and I talk about a lot of great people that exist in the fitness ecosystem, in the global fitness ecosystem. Who would you like to be sitting in the chair that you're currently sitting in? Who would you like to be able to, you know, while you're working out or while you're running, be listening to The Pursuit of Wellness? Who would that person be? Who would you like to have on our podcast?
Well, I would love to listen to Dwayne Johnson once.
Oh, thanks, man. Yes. Even I would love to have The Rock here. Yeah, really? Yeah. That'd be the day, man. Yeah. But I hope that we can. You can come here and sit here also while he's, because that has to happen then. Yeah.
But I would love to listen to people who are doing the same thing that I am doing, understand their experiences. Why did they choose to, you know, be in this field? Because there are reasons. Because some people do it because they like, you know, lifting.
Yeah.
And they want to turn it into a lifestyle. And they want to turn it into, like their bread and butter. But I want to know that, yes, you want to do this. Why? The reasons behind this, the reasons that you are getting into the, because what happens is the students that are in our batch. So what they do is they just do it for fun. I mean, like, they just do it for fun.
This is past time pass for them?
Time pass.
Wow.
They will just come in, just ignore what's happening. No seriousness, nothing.
That's sad.
So they will just... So yeah. I want people, on the show, I want people who went through the whole journey, maybe more intense than mine. So I want them to share their experiences on why they chose this field. Because this is people, when they think about lifting weights, when normal people, when they think about lifting weights, who have never been to the gym, they don't understand. They think that, okay, people who lift weights, people who lift dumbbells, they are dumb.
Yeah.
So they don't understand the concept. So I want people to understand. People on the show, I want them to share their experiences. Why did they choose the whole path of being fit and being, you know, having a fit lifestyle?
Awesome, man. Well, I hope we can get more people like that on the show that, you know, you can gain insight from and our listeners can gain insight from as well. What are some resources of information that you have used in the last 6 months that you've absolutely enjoyed? It could be a podcast, it could be a book, it could be a particular person you're following on Instagram, a particular blog that you like. Tell our listeners, you know, what keeps you engaged and invested in the fitness space.
Well, for the past 3 months, I've been studying my own books for the exam.
Yeah.
I was preparing for that. But honestly, I'm still listening Pursuit of Wellness.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And we appreciate your support. Yes.
And then fitness blogs. I mean, like, I love to follow this guy called Athlene X.
Okay.
I on Instagram and on YouTube. And the other guy called Hani Rambod.
Okay.
Awesome. YouTube videos. He's a pro trainer for all the professional bodybuilders and athletes. So, and of course, there is Instagram and there is Dwayne Johnson's Instagram page.
Yeah, it's super motivational, man.
Yeah, it's very motivational. So I see all these things and I read articles on bodybuilding.com saying, you know, I mean, like, irrespective of how much weights you are lifting or a good diet you have, you should also, I mean, like, gym is 70%, diet is 30%, but you have you have 24 hours in a day. You only can spend 1 or 2 hours at the gym. The rest of the, you know, I mean, like, 22 hours or 20 hours that you have in hand, what you should do in order to, I mean, like, lead a good lifestyle.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's not that you're just, you know, just sitting at a space, sitting and working from 9 to 5.
Yeah.
It's not right.
Yeah.
I mean, like, to read all those things, I like reading all those things to make a change in myself.
Awesome. So all of these links will also be in the show notes, guys. We'll get those from Shubho and make sure that you can check out some of those YouTube accounts. And if you're not following The Rock and if you're not already following The Pursuit of Wellness, shame on you guys. Make sure to subscribe and follow us, please. So just to wrap this up, Shubho, you know, some closing thoughts for people thinking about becoming certified trainer. You know, there are, again, you know, people that I actually already want to connect you with after you finish this certification to kind of be able to tell them about the process and how to prepare for it. But so for our listeners, you know, what are some closing thoughts for people thinking about getting certified?
Firstly, I would say you have to commit yourself into fitness. That is, you should be the change in order to see the change. Getting the right knowledge from a good institute that provides certification, there are lots of places around.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, like, where they will charge you for zero returns. Last point, the ability to understand the basics, and which helps you and others. And to sum everything up, I think you should have fun doing it.
Yeah.
If you're not happy enough to do this, it's the results are zero. You have to have fun doing this. You have to have fun teaching others. So that's it. That's it. I mean, awesome. You have to have fun.
Thank you. So being committed, making sure that you do your research and find a place and find the right resources that will train you in the right manner and not just be a waste of money. And also being able to actually bring that change in yourself, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Shubho, this has been an absolute pleasure, man. After years of being able to kind of get this knowledge from you personally, I'm so glad that our listeners are able to get it as well. I really appreciate you, taking the time to come here. And thanks so much, man. I hope you had a great
time. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Kabir. Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching or listening. We hope you gained something from that episode that helps you on your wellness journey. We have some great episodes this season which will help you deep dive into various fitness and nutrition methods, like the one with nutritionist Avni Kaul on alcohol and wellness, or my friend Neha Bedi on keto and how it helps you lose weight. Definitely check those out. If you liked anything from this episode, please show us some love and subscribe or follow us. We'd love for you to be a part of this process. So write to us on our social media @MantraPodcast or comment on YouTube. Until next time, thanks for watching, guys.